Also, Susan just sent me a text message saying any and all squelching noises you heard was me putting hand lotion. By the way, James was worried.
No, yeah, she was I think James just makes squelching noises and she's covering for him.
Now I'm worried.
I can say I did not hear that sound.
Good.
I didn't either. Why would you so vehemently deny it otherwise?
Now I feel jealous. I don't have your phone number.
I can give it to you sometime. Right now on Axe, can you make the recording live?
Yeah, one sec.
Oh yeah.
Coming to on Tuesday night. It's This Bunch of Morons.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday night.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Tuesday before Christmas.
This Sunday, players playing games in various combinations.
This Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
It will never be decided who has won the role-playing game.
And nothing was decided.
Me. I think we all decided it was me.
Yeah, basically.
Fuck right off, James.
References.
I agree.
All right.
God, how many times have you seen that David Mitchell bit?
Too many.
All right, time to kill some stuff.
Time to kill some stuff. Where were we in the initiative order?
No, sorry, Kevin. I play these games for escapism. I want to do something other than what I did all day.
Well, we're not killing. We're not killing homeless people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. It's cool then.
Strictly speaking,
yeah, the people we're killing have their own weapons.
I mean, okay, yeah, these people are armed with things I didn't hand them, so we're good.
Where does chaos get drinking water?
Where does chaos get blank is the great mystery of the 40K setting.
Where do they live?
Spooky wells.
How do they live without
does chaos
just exploding?
Actually need does chaos actually need to eat? Do they are they not sustained
early on.
Are they not sustained by the immaterium?
It depends on your chaos
you are,
entity.
But early on you have to live.
Black Crusade, you need a particular set of mutations.
Yeah, it depends on your chaos entity, really.
Sometimes you have to eat, but it turns into ash in your mouth.
Nice.
Sometimes when you die, you just split into two pink whores, that when those die, they split into two blue whores.
I don't really know how these things are mutations.
I don't know, just like being a raconteur.
Sometimes
or
just
a demon.
An addiction to something random, like tears of joy.
Yeah.
I saw once where
believe
that
me.
Sustains you like a vampire. Like, all you need are tears of joy, but that's all that you can have.
Matt, believe me, if anyone works for Slaanesh, they're going to make sure to put that rack on tour.
Plus, the worst part about the tears of joy thing is that the second you start harvesting them with your tongue, they're no longer tears of joy.
I don't know. What if you find somebody who's just really into that?
It'd be tears of lust, maybe.
How many?
Same thing, really.
That's another thing entirely.
You know, it's like the equivalent of like when you're substituting for a recipe. It works just as well.
It's okay. The human body only needs like a gallon of fluid, so you can probably take care of that in 8 hours.
Mix and match, figure out which one works the best.
What's the influence test for just a legion of really easily impressed serfs?
Depends how good they are. If they can do anything, then it's much harder.
How pure their joy is.
But can they do this? Space Marine violently trying to do the thing where he fakes pulling his thumb off.
Space Marine actually pulling his thumb off.
Alright, we get it, Marnius.
Ooh, fear my chaos sorcery.
He's got a wooden leg and a real foot.
All right, so where were we in the initiative order? Did we, like, finish a combat round?
Let's see.
No clue.
I think we finished the last combat turn, right?
Whoa, wait a minute. Were we playing a game or something?
No.
Let me,
the game is how infuriated and how much delay.
Yeah,
we
were at the bottom of a round. All right, so let me.
We all got shot, right? That happened.
Let me consult
already.
My crumpled notebook paper.
Ah, yeah, I love that crumpling.
All right, everybody ready?
Yep.
right? And just take like 5 real quick because I need to use the bathroom really bad. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, so Tyke is kind of badass. This surprises me. Even though I've specifically designed her to be a badass.
I mean, so yeah, you're an assault marine, so everything you do is like, all of your abilities are melee focused, and then on top of that, you have a bunch of demon fighting abilities, and you're fighting a demon guy, so this is kind of your playing field right now.
Yay. I'm the only one in this entire team who's squishy.
Not even slightly?
Yeah, no, the only one of us who's not squishy is James, because he's got like 20 points of armor, basically.
I'm a special boy.
That's why I'm saying that Zaphael next mission should bring a reductor pistol so he can take all of our gene seed home.
I'll just take yours.
I don't have one.
Fuck you!
I'm just saying, we need to bring 2 for the squad.
I don't want to take this. It smells like haggis.
I don't have a gene seed. I have a functional womb.
No, Axe, I take his reductor pistol, not only his gene seed.
Yeah, honestly, of all the gene seed to lose, mine is probably the most losable, because Ultramarines can actually cultivate fresh genetic material.
99% certified fresh.
Always fresh, never frozen.
I just meant that I'm the Papa only John's. Human. I don't have all of your weird organs.
Behold my elaborate network of organs. If you're mechanically a space marine, then you must have had some sort of biological and cybernetic enhancement.
Organ quiz, what does the eulotic kidney do?
That's an extra poison check.
Oh, God. Is it?
it's a different kind of poison filter than the there's a second stomach they have, the prenomber gland or something. That's another poison filter.
Here's a tough one. Matt, what is the mucronoid?
It's the sweat gland that lets them sweat oil that is more heat dissipating and also can turn into a hard, crispy shell in vacuum.
Well done.
I believe that's what's malfunctioning on the salamanders, which is why there are, it's the melanchroma on that, right.
But what mechanically does the biscopia do?
Isn't that enhanced senses, vision?
Ha. It is one of the 4 things that contributes to a natural strength and toughness.
Huh. I don't remember what the biscopia actually is in the fluff.
Yeah, shit, I don't know either.
There we go. Thanks, 40k Wiki. Biscopia, also called the Force of Strength, Forge of Strength, is the third of the 19 gene seed implanted organs into a neophyte space marine. It enhances the space marine's physical combat ability and survivability to superhuman levels should he live to the full Astartes chapter. When implanted in the chest cavity, usually the same time as the osmodula, is planted at the base of the brain. A small spherical implant bolsters skeletal muscular development and density throughout the space marine's body and regulates the osmodula's synthetic human growth hormone secretion levels. It ultimately causes an adolescent human male implanted with the organ to reach massive height and gain superhuman strength.
Okay, so it's the big boy gland.
Yeah, now the other, what is it? And the Primaris Marines also get the osmotic furnace. I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's their last stand organ.
This is so stupid.
What, did they start burning them up?
It's like a hyperadrenal thing. Like they basically just like, you know how strong a space marine is? Just try mething up a space marine.
Oh.
And the Primaris Marines also have half of the immortality organ the Primarchs have.
Huh.
And then also their muscles are actually made of steel, which not only makes them stronger, but also makes them more resistant to damage.
Right, well, I'm obviously back. Did anybody else take a minute?
I think it's also been said that the growth that turns their, so it's been observed by doctors that who play the game that the thing that makes their ribs turn into a single hard plate would actually make them not only more fragile but also greatly reduce their mobility.
Yeah. Oh. That does not seem like a good thing.
Also makes it harder to breathe. But it's fine because they got three lungs.
Yeah, the ribs are
they got like a Swiss Army lung.
The ribs are pretty remarkable in terms of function.
Real great at keeping things from just destroying your heart.
Yeah, while still allowing your heart and lungs to function.
I remember seeing a thing on the news about a guy who was born with his heart outside of his body.
Oh yeah, I've heard that's a birth defect that happens pretty rarely, but often enough to be horrifying.
Yeah, surgery was able to get it inside of his skin, but his ribs were not the right shape, so it's outside of his skin, so he just wears a plastron all the time.
God. Oh.
And he plays like intramural basketball, so like I remember one of the guys that was playing when one of the guys on his team found out, or like that played basketball with him, found out that his heart was outside of his body. He started like he started playing more cautiously with him. It's like, wait, I've shoulder checked this guy before.
Please be gentle. My inside parts are on the outside.
But yeah, it's like, so just day to day, you wouldn't know that his heart is in the wrong part of his body.
That kid is fucking awesome. Good for him.
It's like, hey, you wouldn't know that Montel Williams has multiple sclerosis because he just apparently works out all the time, and that for some reason slows the degenerative effects.
What? From what I understand of MS, that's not a thing that should be possible.
I don't know. I just know Montel Williams has multiple sclerosis and he's been doing something to slow its effects for some reason.
Yeah, good for him. I had no idea.
I've heard that regular physical maintaining good physical fitness avoids some of the problems.
Yeah, that was a plot point in Frida's.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean it does, but the whole problem with multiple sclerosis is the protective sheaths on nerves degrading, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to hit
whatever
at
works.
Some point. I don't understand it myself either. I'm not a doctor. I never have claimed to be one.
Pretty sure you've played one.
Yeah, I'm playing one
who
right
hasn't?
Now.
Yeah. I got a doctorate from Space Marine University. Man, the hazings are intense.
Eat this volcano.
They're not as intense as the Space Wolf hazings.
Drown in this volcano.
The Space Wolves are probably relatively innocuous. They probably just get you drunk and have you go fight someone.
Maybe. I don't know. I just have been... I just read the whole part about the actual Space Wolf, like when they become neophytes, the first thing that happens is they're implanted with the Rust Helix, which causes roughly half of them to turn into fucking crazy werewolves.
Drop and give me 20 million.
F.
Yeah, the Canis Helix is weird.
And for some reason, the Space Wolves need the Canis Helix in order to get the rest of their organs.
I know. Let's say the Long Fangs are really handy in an army that otherwise has very little or relatively little range strength. Long flanks are nice because they're a devastator squad that's allowed to shoot at a different unit with every Marine.
That's crazy.
Man,
because
I'm just...
they're so old that they, like, think about battle.
I'm realizing that I actually am better at fighting demons than I thought, just because all of my stuff is just normal damage to demonic and stuff of nightmares monster.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why it was good that the demon attacked our fucking wizard.
Force weapons and psychic powers just don't care.
Yeah, you manipulate the stuff that he's made of with your brain. A lot of this was conjecture on my part, just from my experiences with Shadowrun and how magic interacts with the stuff in that game. But it turned out to be correct accidentally.
Oh, sweet! He can summon spirits of man.
I think we're all back.
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody ready?
I'm ready to take some damage.
3, 2, 1.
Do it.
Oh, pardon I never me. Stopped recording.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just wanted to make a spike to...
Yeah.
The old clapperoonie.
All right.
That's what they call it.
So what are your guys' next characters going to be?
Space Wolf.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
No, you can be
Space Wolf. We all play the exact same class that we're already playing, just as Space Wolves.
We all collectively make one character and play 5 identical copies of it.
I'm actually kind of okay with that.
Oh yeah, everyone was Ragnar, my favorite game.
It's a metaphor.
But no, if made a character. If not a Space Wolf Tac Marine, then probably a Salamander Mech Boy, or whatever they're called, Tac Marine.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, I really like playing a Sister of Battle, but I don't think I could pull the same exception twice.
Alright,
If you still want to play a non-Marine, you can play like a Order of the Innocent Inquisitor or something like that.
I want to continue being a girl.
Then Order of the Innocent Inquisitor is pretty much your only other option, yeah. It's a very different skill set.
To be honest, I don't really care that much about the Space Marine lore. I mean, I could see where somewhere out there are not only female chapters, but probably also non-binary chapters, but I don't know. I don't think the Emperor's golden penis needed to be a factor in the rest of the Space Marine creation.
If you really wanted to piss people off, you could play a Space Marine from the Golden Aquilas chapter.
What's that?
That sounds not great.
They're the ones that were made to piss off Space Marine fanboys. They're not an official chapter.
Oh, okay. They're like,
but if we're playing not official chapters, I'm playing a rational marine.
Let's see. They're female space marines. They consist entirely of.
Kevin did say when he first proposed the game that we could make our own chapters that were whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
Let's see. They also consist of Mary Sue's. They're also half Xenos.
Of course.
Except that was a thing back in the really early fluff. There was a half Eldar space marine.
And their home world is
like a whole chapter.
And they have 99,999. They have 9,999 marines plus one dreadnought.
Sweet.
All right.